Hello everybody and welcome to today's edition of Radio EduTalk. I'm delighted to be joined today by Craig Dargo of Dunfermline Athletic Football Club, and we're just going to just record a short interview, just getting some advice from Craig as to how to get on in a career as an athlete or as a football player, very much thinking about training schedules and advice for young people who are looking to get on in sports. So welcome to the show, Craig. I just wonder if you can maybe just start by giving us a brief background to your career as a professional footballer.
Obviously, I started off at Raith Rovers. I started off as a YTS through there, and gradually kind of, you know, built through the ranks and managed to become a professional at Race. You know, I got my first professional contract after I served 2 years at YPS. You know, that was a great grounding for me, and I was lucky enough to serve under like said Jimmy Rickle and Alex Smith more than anybody who was a big influence on my career at that time. And then from obviously the Raith Rovers, working into the first team and starting to play first team games, and then moved on to Kilmarnock, where I spent 5 years, and then obviously to kind of St Mirren, then Inverness, and then, you know, kind of ended up coming down at Partick Thistle for a few months, and then Dumbarton. I ended up the season there, and then I've back with Jim Jeffries again at Dunfermline. So it's been a fair journey so far.
Oh, absolutely. And just interested, if maybe give us an idea about your current training schedule. I suppose as an individual, maybe during close season or when you're not on the training ground with your colleagues, and also how training operates and your kind of daily training schedule with the team. And I mean, maybe drawing, you know, maybe some of your previous experiences with other managers and other clubs about what's been ideal for you, or what do you feel works best for an average sports person or average team.
I think every manager has different ideas on their training schedule and intensity of kind of what needs to be done. In regards to kind of close season, I think nowadays the close season is so short that, you know, you're only getting maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks off tops, so you can kind of keep yourself ticking over within the weeks. They're not doing too much before. You know, I'm talking about at the start, you used to get a lot of time off where you had to make sure that you were in tip-top shape for coming back. But nowadays, I think the transition from the end of the season to the start of the season, not that long anymore. And, you know, you're back in and you're usually doing a good 4 to 6 weeks pre-season before the season kicks off anyway. So, you know, I think these days, football players are more athletes now than never were before. I think it's a big part of the game is fitness. So, but the training, the other regular schedule, you know, it's kind of usually Monday to Friday gearing up to the game on the Saturday, and the intensity kind of, you know, for the start of the week it kind of starts to go up, and then by the end of the week it starts to kind of come back down. Usually your two heavy days are Tuesday and a Thursday, the other 2 days that you probably work, you know, the most, and then, you know, Monday and a Friday, you know, are still decent days, but you kind of don't do as much obviously with a Friday with a night to Saturday. So that's kind of usually how it works, depending on whether you've got games during the week as well. You know, obviously your training fluctuates around that.
Mm-hmm. And bearing in mind that there'll be kind of a few teachers will be listening to this podcast, and they may well be working with children who are looking to get into the sports, either as a class teacher or a PE specialist. So, you know, in general and for yourself, how does a sports person go about looking after themselves?
Well, first and foremost, you know, you go and enjoy your sport, whatever it is, whether it be football, basketball, volleyball, whatever, you know, as long as you go and enjoy it and you take part and you enjoy doing it, I think that's the most important part, and the main reason to go and, you know, keep yourself fit as well. But it's difficult. I know a lot of people want to become a professional footballer or a professional kind of sportsman or sports person. You know, I mean, these things, you know, it takes time, it takes dedication, and you've got to dedicate a lot of your life to the sport. And, you know, but it's more about just as long as you enjoy it, you get yourself out there, and, you know, you're with your friends, colleagues, and you know you're playing sport, whatever desired sport it is of your choice, and you know, and you just keep fit, you do what you keep doing, and you know, if you're good enough, then you know you probably will be brought on to the next level, and then, you know, it's a long process, and to become you know, a kind of professional kind of footballer. So there is a lot of knockbacks on the way as well. You know, I've had more issues, but you just need to try and, you know, dust yourself off and believe in yourself and your own ability, and, you know, try and push through and get to where you want to be.
And how important is self-discipline, and is there any way that you can actually go about developing that yourself or as part of your team?
Well, it depends. Obviously, I think it's built within. You know, you can't tell somebody to do something, and, you know, you've got to leave the players and, you know, kids their own devices. You know, if you go and send them away and say, you know, I want you to do X amount of training yourself, you know, practice doing this, practice doing that, you know, you can't be with them 24/7. So, you know, that's really up to the individual and the person, you know, within themselves. Do they want to learn? Do they want to better themselves? If they do, you know, you will see the results. They will find the results themselves, because, you know, they will become better. You know, it's just like anything. I mean, it's difficult these days, you know, because there's more of distractions with game consoles, etc. You know, it's not like, you know, the older days where you could go out, you could go and play till the sun comes down. You know, it's not like that anymore. But it's up to, you know, you can tailor a discipline around, you know, a team as well. But it's more, I think it's more on the individual themselves to, you know, better themselves. If it's coming from somebody, you know, if they give them, you know, say X, Y and Z, go and work on your left foot, go and work on volleys, passing, etc. themselves, you know, it's then tailored down to the individual. I mean, you can do it when you all come to training, you can come together, you know, you can give them coaching, you can, you know, you can give them the basics, but fundamentally it is down to the individual themselves and how much they want to learn and do themselves as well.
And just finally, Craig, what advice do you have for young people involved in sports and who want to be successful at their particular discipline?
Well, the people that do want to be successful, you know, they will go away, they'll go and work on their game, they'll go and work on their weaknesses, you know, because it's fine, everybody wants to do something that they're good at, you know, whether it's shooting, scoring goals or, you know, but it's the weaknesses that you have to work on, you know, that, and that makes you an all-round better player. Whether it be, you know, you're not quick enough, you work on kind of fast feet, you work on your fitness, whether it's, as I said, you know, your weaker foot, you work on that. Just different things, just little small little things, you know, to try and help you as a player to become better, you know, and to try and better yourself. And as I said before, you're going to get knockbacks, people are going to get knockbacks in their careers and in their life, but it's about believing in yourself, you know, never giving up, and if you've got a goal in your mind, you know, then go for it, obviously go for it. And then, you know, just if somebody tells you, you know, you're not good enough, or you might not be that person for them, you know, who's not to say that the person that comes along might not like you and might not like everything about you and what you do. So, and a good attitude goes a long way as well. You know, if you've got a good attitude and you stick with it, you know, and you're willing to learn, then I think that's the best way.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking time out, Craig, for Radio Edutalk today, and best wishes for the rest of the season and for next. And if any listeners want to get in touch with the show, and we may well, if Craig's okay, we'll pass any follow-up questions or comments on in due course. You can get in touch, any comments or queries or points to make in what you've heard from Craig Dargo today, then you can email edutalker, that's edutalkr at hotmail.co.uk, or if you're on Twitter, if you just post something up and include the hashtag edutalk. Until next time, goodbye.